The Shea Morning Show.
Biggs and Barr.
One of the greatest trios I've ever heard on the radio.
Weekday mornings on Shea 106.
And after the show, listen for 2 hours of nonstop rock.
Hey, good morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
Thanks for tuning in as always. Can we kick off by saying the unbelievable, overwhelming response to 30 Deeds Done Dirt Cheap?
Oh, wow. It's
crazy.
It actually is overwhelming.
It really is. Like, it's nonstop. We get, anytime you send an email through the website for a deed you're recommending we do, it comes to our personal email.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I'm almost getting mad at it.
Well, I've missed emails. I've missed other emails that we've been sent because
there's so many of them.
Just buries them.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to head out and do another one today after the show. I know it's a little early. We're supposed to start in August. But we're like, oh, let's get a jump on it. It seems to be a lot of people. Maybe we'll do more than 30.
Well, Monday is a holiday.
Yeah,
right.
So there's one on.
So we had to start a little bit early.
Yeah. We're not going to tell you what today's is. We want to surprise people.
We'll tell them later. It's something that, to be honest, something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
I don't know how often it's done. I'm guessing never.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It was a suggestion. So it's great to head out and, you know, do stuff you're asking. Again, you can just text the word DEED or whatever it is to 762-555 or go to the website.
Yeah. Shea106.com. There's a link. You can click and we get the email.
If we can pick, do the text one. Yeah. Both get a hold of us and one doesn't harass us. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I had my laptop open and it was like ding, 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 ding.
It's nuts. It's absolutely insane. So we'll talk a little bit about that more in the show. Jamie, you said you want to share one of the little things you like about life.
You know, sometimes when you get older, my age here.
Right. Long in the tooth.
Yeah, a little long in the tooth. You start appreciating the little things. Now, I experienced something probably 15 years ago, and I've actually brought it up on this program, that it was one of the coolest things that I'd seen in life.
Was it in Prague?
No, it was not in Prague.
Sorry, clear throat.
Thank you. Yeah. It was not in Prague, Jason. Although that was cool.
Different story, different time.
Different story, different time that will never be told. I was driving down a hill in a country road, a pretty steep decline and incline, and it at the top of the road was foggy. And when I got to the bottom of the hill, a car was coming in the opposite direction, and the lights lit up the fog, but I was down below it, so it was literally like I was in an arena of lights. It was so bright.
Like you're almost in heaven.
It was unbelievable. And so this morning on the way in, driving westbound 417, east of Russell, I saw this light in the sky. I was like, oh, maybe a big construction crew out early, or maybe they're filming a movie. I thought it was so bright in the distance.
Right.
But what it was like a long distance hauler with massive lights coming through a fog.
Yeah.
And as I got closer, as we came to meet each other, the fog was only about 30 feet off the highway, but you wouldn't have, you just see clear roads in front of you.
Yeah. Right.
And I was under a blanket of light again. And I was like, yes.
I love low fog at night.
Oh, it's man. Awesome. It was amazing.
It really is great.
It was awesome.
There are a couple spots as I'm driving in on the 417 as well where it sort of dips down and there's like a weird musty smell in like a little valley. But the fog often sits just above car level.
Love it.
And it's like, this is cool.
So what I'm getting from this is that you have waited 15 years to be in another fog arena or however you want, arena of light.
It's great.
And it finally happened. And now what? Now you can die happy? Like, I don't want to...
Yeah, you can just hope for it again. Again. Just, you always have hope.
Because it doesn't happen often, right?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think it's ever happened to me. Not that I wouldn't notice.
You probably don't drive enough.
I don't drive enough.
That was a joke.
I know.
Chris drives more than anyone I've ever met.
I drive a lot.
He has a car for 6 months, puts 200,000 K on it.
That's pretty accurate. And then it's worth nothing, and I still owe 30 grand on it. It's a great circle of life. I love it.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Ottawa's medical officer of health would like to discourage you all from having a large house party or a gathering this weekend for the holiday weekend. Dr. Vera Etches says some people have it in their heads that they could never, ever catch COVID-19 from a large group of friends in their house. Some people are concerned about the reopening of bars, but she says a bar taking all the precautions could be a safer setting than a large house party. and then blaming bars would take the focus off our own bad decisions, which is true.
Yeah, it is accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, damn.
How many times has a server been in court because someone impaired driving? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they get blamed and stuff like that. Uh-huh. It always kind of bothers me.
Now, since the city of Ottawa has implemented the temporary mandatory mask bylaw, they've only issued one ticket for non-compliance. It's they've had 95 verbal warnings, like "Hey, put that on," stuff. But the one ticket was to a cafe for failing to post the required signage public entrance. Cost the cafe $420. So that's just a douchebag bylaw officer.
Yep. Yes.
That's a person who was born to be a bylaw officer.
Hey, and, rules matter, but
yeah, but like, guys, you got to put up more signs here. Oh, sorry.
What do you want to do for a living? I want to run around and harass people for minor infringements in their day.
I want to be a human mosquito.
Yeah, terrible job.
That's what bylaw officers remind me of.
Yeah,
you know, maybe I'm wrong.
And then they take your money.
But that's just my perception.
Yeah.
Kingston police searching for a man that they are calling the porta potty pusher. They say a man caught on security video purposely tipping over outdoor portable toilets for unknown reasons other than just fun.
Occupied or vacant?
I think sounds this vacant. One was vacant.
Okay.
But I guess they're worried it will escalate. And that's a terrible thing.
Had a bad day. Is this like are there multiple videos of him doing this or just a one-off account where he's just really angry at life and just knocked over a porta potty?
Figure it out, like if it's like a chronic thing, if he just can't help himself. But it doesn't really say.
Okay.
But they're saying
get him.
A fella in his 20s and it was an act of mischief.
Of course it is. Yeah, of course it is.
Like, I don't want to touch a porta potty at all. I'll hold it till I have to go home. Jays have gone from having a scheduled off day today to basically a long weekend. They were going to open a series in Philadelphia against the Phillies tomorrow, but that's been postponed because two Phillies staff members tested positive for the COVID. So the Jays' next game now scheduled for Tuesday against Atlanta. Orlando Magic and Brooklyn Nets tip off the first of six NBA seeding games on today's schedule at Walt Disney World. Raptors play their first meaningful game since early March tomorrow against the Lakers in NHL playoffs. They don't start till tomorrow. But that should be, somewhat exciting. A different thing.
I think there's more hope for the NHL and the NBA because they have them bubbled.
Yeah.
Like the baseball, I don't know how they thought they were going to travel and do all that and play.
It's nuts. But
have you seen the setup for the hockey guys?
It's crazy. They're like... It's awesome.
It's like a vacation. It's like the best vacation ever, except for the fact they got to go play hockey.
It's a giant hockey tournament.
And that's what they've been saying. Like, there's pictures of the other teams watching overtime and stuff of the other games. And like, it's just like when you're kids and you'd watch the game before you finish.
And then the coach would be like, okay, guys, in the room. Yeah, let's go.
They have team dinners like every night.
Yeah.
The best setups with all the entertament they could ever imagine.
They just got to start playing mini sticks. Mini stick videos.
They will.
Yeah. They don't have to deal with their kids at all. It's the best. It's like summer camp. They're having a blast.
Have you ever played mini sticks in the hallway of a hotel as an adult?
Like, not as much room as when you were a kid.
Way less room than when you were a child. Way less room. Sunny today, high at 27. Tomorrow, sun and cloud. And Sunday, cloudy, probably some rain. And then Monday, cloudy, probably some rain again for your long weekend. Right now, it's 16 degrees, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On Shea 106.
Hey, we are the Biggs and Barr Show.
Oh, we just got a text, sorry. Not to interrupt.
No, by all means.
There's a car flipped over on the 417 westbound between Walkley and Innes, so that sucks. Hopefully everybody's okay.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Imagine being hopefully everyone's fine, but just you couldn't get your seatbelt off. Like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there upside down.
Terrible.
Just waiting.
Terrible.
Yeah, that would not be enjoyable.
So watch out for that.
Yeah. Be safe.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Our Dougie line, always a great source of knowledge.
You can call it any time of the day or night, 613-216-3849. I expect we'll get some calls during the long weekend as people are imbibing.
Yeah. I'm not always knowledge in the sense of like educational knowledge, just general awareness of people's issues and stuff. You know,
Yep.
We got a couple of great examples today. So here is the first.
Hey, boys. So last week I met up with my parents and we went for a walk through the park. And as we're walking, there's a couple in front of us holding hands, you know, as they do. And my mom stops me and says, "Look at that man trying to control that woman by holding her hand." I stop, look at my mom. "Mom, what are you smoking in your DeLorean?" Anyway, just wondering, your mom say anything strange to you? Take it easy, eh?
What, she's smoking in her what?
Doorway?
Room? DeLorean?
Anyway.
Okay.
He was implying that she was smoking some weed or something.
Yes, yeah. I got that. I just didn't understand the tool that she was smoking it with.
Yeah, I don't hold hands, not because I feel it's oppressive to my wife, because I don't like having one hand out of potential battle position.
Oh, you're always in ready.
Yeah. She's also really short, so I have to like sort of lean to one side.
Easy stretch. You're not exactly breaking 5'8". Oh, my wife is like,
you think I'm shorter than 5'8"?
No. just being a jerk.
Easy stretch.
Yeah, my mom used to say weird things to me. Once she said that steamed broccoli made you fat.
Steamed broccoli made you fat.
Because I made there over dinner once, and I made steamed broccoli, and she was like, "Oh, I can't eat that. It makes you fat."
Isn't this the lady that lived off fried food and cigarettes her whole
absolutely,
life?
Absolutely, yeah, pretty much. So yeah, some weird things came out of her mouth.
I don't. My mom's pretty low key. She doesn't say a lot of crazy stuff. She's educated, so she doesn't say dumb things usually. Mm. I mean,
like my mom wouldn't
she
swear.
She loves pottery a lot.
Oh really?
Talk about pottery.
Like my mom wouldn't swear, so that would be kind of weird. Oh, sugar. Or like, Lord love a duck. You ever heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
My dad told me to F I was like, what? And he was like really mad. I'm like, you guys know my father. He's never angry in his life. And I wanted to take him seriously because I know he felt like I needed to take him seriously. But he told me to F a duck. So I like, what?
At him.
What did you say? I also laughed when he tried to discipline me once because I'm adopted. I'm 6'4", 270 pounds. He's 5'7", like a 160 soaking wet.
Yeah. You got to watch him coming low, right? He'll hit
the nuts. Yeah, he will. Yeah, so I don't think holding hands is oppressive at all.
No.
I mean, it depends. If you're holding her hand behind her back and pinning her to the ground, that's different.
I actually think it's more oppressive to the man.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I don't like it.
Well, you don't have to do it. And none of us are offering our hand to you, so we're fine.
I will never hold your hand.
All right.
We got another one here.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't do the view system. You know that.
Hey, Biggs and Barr. This is Malcolm Waite calling from Ottawa. Mm-hmm. I need to make a request. I want to hear Mother's Little Helper by Rolling Stones. Play it now or you'll forever lose me as a customer. Bye.
A couple things. You're a listener, not a customer. You don't actually sell anything.
You didn't pay for anything. It's free.
The second, I don't know if anyone caught it, but right at the beginning there, he has a very smart friend who tried to warn him from making his dumb statement or asking his dumb question.
But they don't do the view system, you know that.
Right? So what did he say?
They don't do the music, though, you know that.
Oh, right, yeah. Like, so we have a program director, Adam.
Yeah.
We have a music director, Morgan.
Yeah.
Both do a bang-up job.
Yeah.
And we don't have anything to do with it.
No announcer on radio for about 30 years has had anything to do with the music.
That's accurate. Actually, that's, accurate.
20 to 30 years.
We don't lie to you.
But they don't do the view system. You know that.
Yeah. See? Smart guy.
Yeah. Smart guy.
Malcolm's friend. Yeah. Smart. Yeah. Malcolm, not as smart.
No. Not,
I'm not going to go as far as to call Malcolm dumb.
Yeah.
Because I don't know Malcolm.
Just not as
smart. But not as smart as his friend. Not a good listener. Yeah.
But they don't do the view system. You know that.
Hey, Biggs and Barr.
And they went right into it. Yeah. Didn't even care.
And he has a bit of the attitude that, like, we owe him something. Like, I'm a customer. You
play it now or you'll forever lose me as a customer.
Oh, we won't.
Bye.
I mean, we don't want to.
No.
But, I mean, really, that's your choice. We just kind of...
Oh, Malcolm.
But you can't complain when you don't pay.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do. But really, you can't.
It's free.
It's free.
Free service.
And we love doing it for you.
Yeah.
And we hope you don't leave Malcolm. But, you know, listen to your friend.
So because we're a little bit standoffish with when people ask us to do things, and because I have an oppositional defiance disorder, we will not play the Rolling Stones, Mother's Little Helper.
No.
We will, however, play a band that opened for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Glorious Sons.
Yeah.
This is The Contender on Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, button guy.
Yeah.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Do you prefer Ottawa's summer heat or winter cold?
Well, I prefer summer to winter, regardless of where I am.
I like fall. We're not talking about seasons. We're just talking about the weather here.
Right.
When we were house shopping a few winters ago, it sucked. It was like minus 40.
Yeah. I mean,
but
I
this last one was pretty soft.
I didn't find the winter that bad.
No, it wasn't.
But I still prefer summer.
And this heat isn't like this. This summer is exceptional, not just to Ottawa, to a lot of Ontario. So
I still don't find it that bad. It's just weather. I've been around the sun a few times.
Yeah, a couple times.
I know what to expect in summer and winter.
Yeah.
It does not surprise me ever.
People love weather, though.
Yeah.
What's the most embarrassing story from your childhood?
Like that happened to me or that?
When my birth parents threw me in a dumpster.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. Didn't even want you.
No, didn't even want me.
I know all babies are ugly, but you must have been exceptionally ugly.
I was actually a pretty cute looking baby.
Like when you first were squeezed out when the...
Yeah, like when I see like baby pictures of me. No, I don't know. There weren't
no babies
my birth
when they're
parents.
Squeezed
no,
out.
No, all babies are ugly.
I'm talking like on 1, 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
When my new parents found me and started feeding me and stuff. I was all right. So, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, embarrassing childhood story. I peed my pants a little bit in like grade 2 playing soccer because I didn't want to go in. And because we were having a really good game of tennis ball soccer. And it was just like a little pee spot. Like, you know, when you're just like a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and someone called you out, didn't they?
Yeah. And I was trying to cover it with my baseball glove.
Right.
When coming in from recess.
Hard to catch, though.
And Issa Qureshi saw it and told everybody I had a little pee spot on my pants. That was pretty embarrassing for grade 2.
That is embarrassing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't recall anything that embarrassed me. I remember poor Edgar, another kid in my grade 2 class. We were getting our pictures taken. And there was like a classroom to go get pictures taken. And they had some risers. And he was standing in the back row, and he puked just as we were going to get the class picture taken. How he didn't hit anyone, I don't know, but the whole room smelled like eggs after.
Oh.
And because his name was Edgar, forever after that, he was known as Edgar.
Edgar, yeah.
Great nickname. So,
yeah. James?
He moved away.
When the chair broke?
Yeah, that was high school when the chair broke at the museum, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's embarrassing.
What happened to your drunk podcast? Well, funnily enough, we have one for you today.
Hey. We do.
Yeah.
I like turtles. Do you? Yeah, I got no issues with turtles. Yeah.
I want to like turtles, but in the back of my mind, like when I was a kid, I was warned so much about how turtles could give you salmonella that I don't. I'm wary of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had turtles. Like the two little red cheek fellows there.
Like Rocky, Cuff and Link.
Yeah. I had two of those for a good chunk of my childhood. We know how Jamie feels about turtles.
I like turtles.
No, it's not at all how you feel. You rip them out of their home lakes and throw them into random strange lakes.
Yeah. If you don't know, Jamie at his cottage had a turtle in
snapping
the lake.
Turtle. Yeah.
A snapping turtle. Yeah. And instead of just avoiding the snapping turtle, he took it from its home.
He didn't. His family
as
a whole
took
did.
It,
yeah.
Took it from its home and took it to another lake to annoy some other family.
There's no cottage. No, it was like a big, big pond.
Okay. Yeah, they took him out of a full lake with food and lovely life. And
the
vegetation
of the pond would have been much better than the lake filled with boats and gasoline.
I'm pretty sure snapping turtles eat fish, not vegetation, but I don't know. Pretty sure they do.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Also, then I'll ask you again, would you have preferred the alternative? What my grandfather used to do with the other guys on the lake back in the 50s, hang it up by a tree and shoot it.
No.
Well, there are other ways to deal with it other than displacing it or killing
That's
it.
That's it. Like, those are the only two.
Those are not the only two ways.
The only two choices you got.
Yeah. What genre of music grew on you that you never thought you'd enjoy? Like, I don't mind classical from time to time.
Like, at what point in my life? Like,
now.
Like, recently, is there a genre of music that's grown up?
No.
Not really.
Like, what do you like now that you wouldn't have liked as a...
As, like, a teenager?
Yeah, but it's grown on you.
Probably Les Miserables.
Oh. Yeah, I also like musicals.
Musicals, yeah.
Yeah. Or Cats.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you got your nickname.
Yeah.
Rum Tum Tugger.
Rum Tum Tugger, right?
Yeah. That was your high school nickname.
That's what it was. And nothing to do with cats, though.
No.
A lot more with tugging. That's it for another edition of...
Okay. It's an answer question time.
Impression!
Ah!
Give us a call, 613-750-1061 with your best impression. We got a couple people on the line right now.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Me?
Yeah.
My name's Ken.
Hey, Ken, what impression are you going to do today?
Somebody coming in from out of town at 1 in the morning driving down Melville Road.
Okay. All right. No swearing.
Oh, there's a lot of people there, you know, in the Staples parking lot. They're all hanging out at 2 in the morning on a Friday night, you know. I guess that's where the happening is, you know. Everybody's got to go down to the Staples at 2 in the morning. Not Dairy Queen on Melville Road, but Staples on Melville Road. That's where the party is, you know.
Okay, all right. Great. Hold on.
Because is he trying to plan a hangout?
Or he's just confused why everybody hangs out at the Staples down by his house or something?
I guess so.
Not sure what accent that was.
But, uneventful.
An out-of-towner, as he said.
Yeah. Out-of-towner. Hmm? Very specific.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, good morning.
Sounded like that newfie came a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Staples, Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do a kid playing with a doorstop.
Great.
But right. I need like 3 seconds, 4 seconds to warm my voice up.
Okay, that's fine.
Go. Hard to run.
All right, and we're off. That's it.
I mean, it was a very cartoonish version of it, but
I thought that was great.
That's amazing.
No, when you flip
over,
that's not what a doorstop sounds like.
What does it sound like?
More like a.
Yeah, the stiffest doorstops I've ever heard.
Exactly right. I wish there was one in here.
No,
you're not exactly.
These are the ones that are screwed
into
the floor.
Exactly what it sounds like. Way better than his.
I don't know. I liked it.
No. You guys are just jealous of my abilities.
I knew exactly what, if someone said, what's he doing? I said, oh, a doorstop.
A boing. No, I would think he's doing a cartoon bouncy sound. Boing.
Man, you're.
I'm nailing it.
You need a little higher pitch. If you could do it a little higher.
I just spit everywhere.
So much spit came out.
See, in COVID times, look what you guys made me do.
Mm. All right, well, we'll put him on hold and then see if anyone can beat it. Well, we can't possibly give it to the first guy who basically just talked.
No, not the first.
In fact, I'm going to hang up. Sorry, we're hanging up.
Yeah, not hang up. I wasted everyone's time because he's mad people are hanging out at Staples at 2 in the morning.
So unless we get another call at 613-750-1061 that is better than that, I would say it wins.
You get so mad when people say word sound effects.
He didn't say boing.
He was basically going boing. You're like, and we say do a dog, and people used to go bark. You're like,
no,
dogs don't
ridiculous.
Actually say bark.
That's stupid.
Yeah. All right, well,
now
he wins.
Boiling boy over here.
Oh, we got one more.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
All right. Hi. Good morning.
Yeah. There we go.
Hi, Shay.
Hey, I heard you got a shortage of impressions this morning.
Yeah. Sometimes, it's been a while since you've done impressions, so.
Yeah, it has. I haven't heard it for a while.
Yeah. What are you gonna drop on us?
I'm gonna do Squidward.
Okay. Oh, okay. From SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
SpongeBob, why do you have to be such a pain in the ass? All I want to do is get some peace and quiet.
I've never seen an episode, so I don't know. Is it good?
I don't know
either. It was in the spirit.
Okay.
In the spirit of
the spirit.
Oh, the show.
On.
Okay.
We have one more.
Oh, joy. Hi, good morning.
Hey, I hopped in the car a little late. I'm not sure what you guys... Are you guys trying to get sound effects or something?
No, it's our contest called Impress Us. You can call and do an impression of anything you want, whether it's a sound effect, an animal, a person, an actor, whatever.
Do you do impressions?
Only the ones you guys have forbade.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh,
so like Kermit
ones.
The Frog and like Mickey Mouse and stuff like that.
Yeah. And Marvin the Martian.
All right. Well, thanks for trying though, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too,
man. Enjoy your long weekend. We have another one.
What an honest fellow.
I like that guy.
All right. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, I just wanted to do an impression there. It's going to be a Sebastian Bach from the Trailer Park Boys episode.
All right, don't swear.
Very specific. Yeah, don't swear.
All right, I'll keep it clean.
Okay.
Hey, boys, it's Sebastian Bach. Oh, holy jeez. You have to go down to the tank convention tonight. Oh, how many autographs do I have to find?
All right.
All right. It might be fantastic. I have no idea when you name one character from one episode. It was in one episode of a show.
We have another one.
Okay.
All right.
It's Friday.
Hi, good morning. Hello.
That's a great Simon and Garfunkel impression.
All right, so Boing guy wins. Yeah, all right, great. Yeah. Yay, cartoon sound effect man.
Okay, we're going to save so much time if we just awarded it to him immediately.
Congrats. You got yourself in the secret sack draw and your name on the wall of champions, okay?
Oh, me? The boing?
Yep, that's
yes,
you.
Yes,
I told you it was good, boys.
Two of them.
Just remember, I'm feeling a little off, so I'll call back one day with the perfected version.
Okay, right. we can't wait for that. You know what? I'm going to sit right here in this chair and never leave until you call back.
So, I heard you like to do that.
I don't know what that means. All right, hang on. All right, thank you.
Who doesn't love sitting?
Got weird there. Congratulations.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
All right, we're running a bit late, so I'll do this quick. Sunny today, 27. Don't have a party at your house this holiday weekend. The Prime Minister spoke yesterday, the thing he didn't have to do, didn't answer very many questions. And it's Friday, so we have a drunk podcast. Let's get to her.
Here's this week's edition of Drunk Podcast.
We discovered while talking about this off-air that myself and Jason both had whips as children. Like actual whips.
Yeah, it was my brother's.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
It was great. I was pretty good at it.
So was I, actually. Yeah. I mean, for a child.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did it ever come back and get you in the eye?
Not in the eye.
No, like, you know, get me in the leg or something or whatever.
We'd be sitting here with a patch or a glass eye if it came back and hit us in the eye.
Take your eye out. You're
what a dumb question. You've obviously never been whipped by a real whip.
I've been hit in the face with like the old towel whip before.
Oh, no, way worse.
Towel whip. It's
like leather.
Towel whip. It's a weapon.
Ever watch Indiana Jones?
Doesn't he whip guys in the face? They can still see.
He was good with a whip.
It was.
Would you be the top movie whipper? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know of any other whippers.
I can't think of another whipper.
Whipmasters, what do we call them? Whippers?
So you haven't been hit in the eye with a whip?
No!
I have both my eyes, don't I? I'm looking at you with both my eyes. Respect the whip.
Obviously, we're talking about whips.
Yeah.
That's your edition of Drunk Podcast for this week.
Hey, we have instant answer question time coming up. 762-555, any question you like.
We have some good times, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Auto. What? Auto. What? Auto. What? Auto. What? Auto. What?
It's time for Auto What? World famous trivia contest. 5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass, come back, but you got to get them all in time. And your first answer for each question is the one that counts. Our contestant's name today is?
Bill.
Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
How are you this morning, sir?
Good. You're all sounding great.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Bill. Very kind of you, Bill.
Like always.
You sound swell as well. Oh, look at us. Big old bunch of friends here.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go, Bill?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, go.
Okay, Bill, your time will begin after I ask the first question.
Okay.
Dog mushing is the state sport of what U.S. state?
Alaska.
Who do the Habs play in the upcoming NHL play in round?
Great Maple question. Leaf.
Around what continent is the Great Barrier Reef located?
Just, you know,
located.
Well, Florida.
Who played Will on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Will Ferrell.
In Roman numerals, what year would MMXIV be?
That's a tough one.
Sorry, Bill.
Sorry, like, Bill.
That's all right.
All right, man. Will you enjoy your day, my friend?
You do.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's review his completely all incorrect answers.
I got one. In Roman numerals, what year would MMXIV be? I wouldn't have gotten that. 2014 is the... who played Will on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? He said Will Ferrell.
No.
It was Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Although, in a reboot, that would be a fun time.
It would be a good time.
Around what continent is the Great Barrier Reef located? He said Florida. It is actually Australia.
Australia.
I wish Florida was its own continent.
Yeah, so do I.
Because then we could just
as far away as Australia.
Would not be attached to the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do the Habs play in the upcoming NHL playoff round? Play-in round?
Yeah.
Is that what
it is a play-in round.
Play-in round?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not Toronto.
No, it is not Toronto, as Bill said. It is the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Penguins.
However, you got the next one right.
He did get one right. Dog mushing is the state sport of Alaska.
Way up north.
Up to Alaska.
Way up north.
Up to Alaska.
North to Alaska.
Bill got a question right. Hey. Sorry, did a little improvising there. Yeah, that was all right. All right, well, yeah, we can't play the winter music then.
Nope.
No, it's a specialty winter music.
The best part of the whole thing.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know. Sorry,
can't play
I got
it,
distracted.
But people don't win.
I found something in my belly button.
What's in your belly button?
Just lint, but I found it.
How much?
Not a whole lot. I was...
What are you doing?
Huh? Are you okay?
No, we were just talking. You know, you're standing here and you're, you know.
And you had your finger in your belly button? Your
belly
workplace?
Button. I found some lint.
You have hand sanitizer?
Yeah, there's some.
Could you please
somewhere.
Use it?
Yeah, I'll throw some. I'm sorry to know my belly button was the.
Smell it.
COVID capital of Ottawa.
You think he can bend down and smell his belly button?
No, it's on his finger.
Finger!
No, I don't think anyone can bend down and smell their own belly button.
I was going to say.
And I'm the idiot.
Yeah. Man, try this long weekend.
Man, your expectations
if you,
can
practice all weekend and bend over and smell your own belly button, like right in there with your nose, then
if it reeks, I'm sure you could. You don't even have to bend over.
You'd
smell.
Have to get right in there.
Yeah. No way. Impossible.
No, no one can.
Yes, they can. There's some contortionists who can do that kind of stuff.
A very select few in the world could do it. Likely no one listening to us right now.
Ooh.
Couldn't even smell my knees.
When things get back to normal. I know we're not supposed to talk about things because then we don't end up doing them. When things get back to normal, we should have people come in and try and smell their belly buttons. Yeah. Whoever gets the closest wins the prize.
All right, yeah, sure. Yeah, I like that contest.
Yeah,
idea.
We could do it if we do a live event.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Belly button smelling contest?
Yeah.
An
on-site initiative.
All right.
Yeah,
sure,
you go.
We'll do
I'm
it.
In. Anyways.
Write it down.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
And we have been doing 30 Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. We were supposed to do it in August, but, you know, we got a head start. We started early yesterday.
We did.
The Biggs and Barr Show with 30 Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
So for the month of August, we'll be doing 30 deeds suggested, recommended, or just asked by you via texting deed and then whatever you want to 762-555 or swing by the website and telling us there. We've had hundreds of suggestions.
Oh, yeah.
Literally hundreds so far. Now, a lot of them are come stain my deck, like probably 30% of people really want us to come stain their deck.
It's because it's in the promo.
Yeah.
You say, you know, we could stain your deck.
Oh, is that what
like,
it says?
Oh, stain my deck. So people don't, you know, people listen. Right?
Yeah, for sure. So yesterday, the reason we started early is because this one was time sensitive, but there was a couple celebrating a 60th year anniversary.
Amazing.
Apart, because one of them is in a long-term care facility
right
and the other
Perth.
One isn't. And they just wanted a cake that they both could eat. So we hooked up with, sorry, the name's slipping me right now. The
Perth
cake
Chocolate
company,
Works?
Perth Chocolate Works. Yeah. And they sent them a cake and a note from us and a whole bunch of stuff. So that happened yesterday. If you want to see the pictures of that.
Yeah, there's some pictures on the Shea Facebook,
on the Facebook page.
If you'd like to go give them a look.
So that's our first deed. Just a small kind of warm-up deed. Nice thing to do for a couple celebrating 60 years together, which is crazy. So today we're going to do a little more general public deed. This was suggested by a fellow by the name of Mike. who said nobody is out there sanitizing the crosswalk buttons.
The push buttons on the crosswalk.
Yeah.
Which, for my whole life, I've considered a bit sketchy. I'm also always reluctant to touch one. So I touch it with my elbow or whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't want to put my actual hands on it if I didn't have sanitizer.
I saw a guy do it this morning. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
Elbow. He reached in with his elbow just over there at Conroy and Thurston.
So we are going to go out today after the show and sanitize as many as we can.
Yeah. We're going to do a little, probably closer to the radio station, the better.
Sure.
But we will make sure this block or these few blocks are well sanitized.
And we will do that until we get too hot or too tired.
Yeah.
Or bored.
I think we should just drive.
Okay.
We'll take one of the big station vehicles.
Sure.
One of us, you'll drive, Jason. You're generally the driver. Yeah. In our group, for some reason, you're the dad. And not to be sexist.
Because he doesn't trust anybody else.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I'm a terrible passenger.
I just rather him drive so I don't have to hear him bitch the whole time.
Yeah.
And then one of us will sit shotgun. And then one of us will sit behind you, Jason. And whenever you stop at a red light or a stop sign.
Okay.
Or wherever where there's a push button.
There will not be a crosswalk at a stop sign, usually.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't want to waste your time.
I just want to stop. I'm obviously not going to run up to a stop sign and rub it down. I'm not an idiot. Fully. So we will bust out the doors and go rub down as many as we can while the light's red. You know what I mean? We'll see how many intersections we can get done.
Chris is talking about crosswalk buttons if you just joined us right now.
Yeah. I'm just busting out the doors. Yeah.
And rubbing down as many as you can.
Yeah. People also.
We're going to have Lysol wipes or whatever wipes we have here. Yeah. We'll all be gloved and masked and it'll be a good time.
All right.
Okay? This is a service we're doing for you. One of our deeds.
Another warm-up deed. With these two that we've done ahead of time might not even count in the 30.
No, we might do 32.
Yeah, who cares, right? As long as it's 30 and as long as they're good deeds and as long as you keep sending your recommendations, we will keep reading them and we'll choose ones that are doable.
We really only pick 30 because we could use the song. Right?
That's it, yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. Maybe next year we'll just call it deeds.
Yeah.
Done. Done.
Just one deed done.
Yeah, deeds done. We don't have to use a song because by then it'll be famous enough on its own.
I guess. It's fun with the song, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, do you have a little clippy thingy? All right, good.
Oh, way to be prepared.
Yeah, way to.
Maybe for the deed for Monday, be prepared.
Okay, we're off for Monday. So I'm.
All right, Tuesday.
All right. We'll keep hammering these out. Keep sending them in. All right, here's the closing thing. What do you want?
Want the boys to do something for you or the city? Text deed to 762-555 and let them know.
Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want answered, please text.
How do bees fly if they defy all the laws of aviation by getting their fat little body off the ground with such small wings? It's true. You see a bee through the garden, so we get a lot of bees in there pollinating the flowers and stuff. And it is fascinating to watch them.
They're round, but I don't think they're heavy.
No, they're
very light.
Like hollow
balloons, right? Little hairy
balloons.
Their
wings go so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But they are funny. Like, they are aptly named the bumblebee.
The bumblebees are the best. And they're cool. They're chill. They're not going to sting you. They don't care. I guess, but, it's the paper wasps, sons of bitches.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Yeah. Are people named Roy always high maintenance, or is it just me?
Might just be you. We know a guy named Roy. He's not really high maintenance at all.
He actually is high maintenance because he does elevator maintenance.
That's true. Right.
Great, that works out.
But it's true. Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
No, but it's pretty easy going, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I've known two Roys, and they're both pretty low maintenance.
I did the Roy I currently know, that guy, the elevator guy. He's a good guy. I knew another Roy who was a super dirtbag.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And another Roy who was a super dirtbag too.
Oh boy.
So one out of three Roys have been good. Not great odds.
Do you guys ever think about how it's more or less just Canada, U.S., and Mexico on our landmass? Eurasia and Africa, it's like 150 countries. How long until invasion for land? I don't know. It just worked out that way, I guess. Our continent is very low country per continent compared to others.
Except for
Australia. That's just one.
They get
their own everything over there. And they got burned for it.
Is there a food that wouldn't taste better with bacon? Oranges, maybe?
Yeah, because I don't like when you go for breakfast and they give you an orange slice. I don't like the taste of the orange after I've eaten a nice crispy
It never really
bacon.
Goes. Like, there's some fruit that's okay to have, like, maybe some melon. But I never really like the citrus with my, like, bacon and eggs. Like, it's off-putting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't think tapioca pudding would taste good with some bacon in it. But it might.
Yeah, sometimes things that you don't expect to taste good with bacon would. Like I've had bacon cheesecake, and it's actually decent.
Mm.
Not something I'd go to.
Do any of you guys have a theme song?
Nope.
Actually, yes. Everyone loves it, except for Jason.
I don't like it.
I don't think I have it, though.
You don't think you have it?
Oh, wait.
Such a prick.
Old-timers talk of a man. A man who put out fires with his bare hands and missed pucks with those same hands. A hero. A legend.
It's so good.
That man's name was Jason Barr. You all know the man, Jason Barr. He whittles wood and drinks scotch by the fire.
Anyway, it goes on.
Didn't even play the best part. The ending.
All right, fine. You
all know the man, Jason Barr. He whittles wood and drinks scotch by the fire. You all know the man, Jason Barr.
Come on. Gets me pumped
up. Do you just not like the attention from it? Like, why don't you like that song? It's an amazing theme song.
I don't like this.
You should drive around.
I don't like the style of it.
What?
I don't like the music.
Like old school Western
hero. Yeah, I don't like
hero.
It. Like one of my least favorite genres of movies are Westerns.
Like, you know, don't like people them. Talk about fight songs that would get you pumped up. Your theme song would get me pumped up.
No.
Like if we had
I don't like it.
I just picture you charging down a hill on a horse.
I don't even like horses.
Of course.
Not even holding onto the horse reins, just with your legs, because you're a man, and you got guns in both hands, and Jason, here comes Jason Barr!
Hello.
Save the village!
I don't like westerns. I don't like horses.
That's a shame. I should have made it about me.
You should have.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
Out of breath. Hold on.
The reason Chris is out of breath is because he was dancing in the studio.
I was interpretive dancing
to Led Zeppelin.
Watch your back,
man. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, don't throw your back out just before our holiday weekend.
Oh, no. What will change? Nothing to do.
Oh, you'll be in pain.
Oh, it's, yeah. Well, you know, meds take care of that.
Life is pain.
Pain don't hurt.
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for all the deeds sent in this week. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're going to head out now and take care of another one.
We're going to wipe down crosswalk buttons. We'll clean them.
Yes, not lick them.
Not like with Nutella or something. Now that would be funny.
We should do that to a couple.
All right. We'll see. We'll look in the kitchen, see if there's any Nutella.
If you see us out and about driving around in the shade, give a honk, eh?
Oh, wow.
I'm not talking to you guys. You're going to be in the car with
honk.
Us.
As soon as you get out, I'm going to honk.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
You're encouraging.
Yeah, maybe I'll give a little toodaloo. Give it a little.
Toodaloo.
You're not allowed to come anymore.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Again, thanks for all the deeds. Enjoy your weekend. Play safe. We'll be back Tuesday. Anything else you need to hammer out there before we
go Leafs
get it going? Yeah, sure. Hockey. Hockey's back.
Sports.
Yeah. Watch some sports.
Sports!
Call us on the Dougie line.
Yeah, 613-216-3849.
Leave us a message anytime. Okay.
Hopefully not from your 200-person house party.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Let's, Shea safe, right?
Yep.
All right. See you Tuesday. Ciao.
It's the Bigs and Bar Show.